Hi there. The word for you today is on getting out of a spiritual slump. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22, we read this phrase, as soon as they began singing. So, here's a simple but effective formula for handling a spiritual slump, okay? Praise your way out. David starts Psalm 22 by asking, God, why have you forsaken me? And he ends the psalm by saying, you dwell where praises are offered. Now, you won't always feel like praising God. That's why the Bible refers to it sometimes as the sacrifice of praise. But when you're in a slump, you need the discipline of praise more than ever. It brings a sense of God's power and presence like nothing else. That's why the psalmist wrote in Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. By praising God in advance for the victory, you actually open a channel for him to intervene in your circumstances. Hope rises in your soul, and it's impossible to stay down and defeated. And praise fits every personality, so you've no excuse. The Bible says you can clap and shout, or you can use musical instruments and dance, or sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Or if you're like a lot of us who can't carry a tune in a bucket, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You can lift up your hands, you can be still before God, and you can even be loud, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Your praises actually thwart Satan's best laid plans. When the Israelites were outnumbered, they prayed and God told them that the battle was his and that he would do the fighting for them. And Judah, which actually means praise, went out ahead of the army. And this is what we read. As soon as they began singing, the Lord confused the enemy and they turned against each other. Interesting, huh? The moment you start praising God, he releases his power to start working on your behalf. So go ahead, start praising the Lord.